hello, everyone. Thank you so much for taking time out. This about spiritual emergency training. Yeah, we're in a spiritual emergency on the planet. It's definitely the light against the evil, and we are bringing in the light where the darkness dwells. Where there's no more lies, no more greed, and no more depopulation, transhuman, or robotic warfare, plutocracy. No more lies and no more greed. No more vaccination farms, chemtrails, fracking, smart dust, brain chips, or Monsanto toxic deeds. No more lies, no more greed, no more wars and drug wars, profiting the elite. And no more lies and no more greed, no more hate and no more rulers from Wall Street. No, no, no. And no more lies, no more greed, no more racial animosities, misogyny or xenophobia. We do not need, or pedophilia. Come on, this is insane. No more lies. And no more greed, no more fights. They can be confined to new sports activities. No more lies, no more greed. No more abuse or drugging our meek. No more lies, no more hate, no more greed. No more mendacious mind control media. We do not need. No more lies, no more greed. Humanity is awakening, finally, for new realities. No more lies, no more greed. Time to unite humanity for harmony, harmony, harmony. Yeah. So, welcome, Andy. Thanks for coming on my show again to talk about how we can bring in the new paradigm.
And, happy holiday.
Yeah, new reality, right? And how do you get a reality?
How do you get a reality? It just happens.
No, no, no. You got to change people's thoughts, right? Change their thoughts. How do you change their thoughts without changing the government right now?
Well, with people that are interested in thinking, you provide them with good information. But with people who are not interested in thinking, the best you can hope for is make friends.
Yeah? Okay. Time to unite. Well, you know, I see it like, what if? I keep seeing, like, you know, I keep going on and on about two different major aspects of how if Main Street Media, if we could take over Main Street Media with the E-Tech guys out of Utah and India and the others, you know, that we have here in the U.S. and what have you, and take it over, you know, and offer, just start blatantly, you know, just offering, you know, in every community, which really correlates with quite a bit with the TransitionUS.org group and HumanitiesTeam.org, TheNextSystem.org, TheShiftNetwork.com, and CharterForCompassion.org. They even have compassion games instead of war games. I mean, come on. It's just offering that new reality. So if we could take over the Main Street Media, right, and have blurts out there like, hey, you know what? We're hiring. We have a new age WPACCC developed through our Congress. Yeah, right. Well, through our new governments, the community/wealth.org newsletter. Yeah, it's Alliance of Mayors, so they would be up for this. Anyway, for Heart and Soul Community Services, with a basic guaranteed income, and I'd say it needs to be around $3,000 a month, so people have money to share. And then we got to get them a place to live, of course. And then places to live. I can go on and on about the different areas there that are already happening. And, you know, if we had these new services developed and we're advertising Heart and Soul Community Services with a basic guaranteed income with single payer, think how many people would go, I want that. I want that. What is that? What is my soul? What's my soul purpose? Then they'd start seeking. Then they could find out who they really are and why they're here. And it's always divine and creative. How about that?
Well, I don't think you're going to be able to take over the mainstream media if you define what that is now.
Yeah. Well, the satellites for the mainstream, if they were blurting this out over and over, that we have...
A lot of people now get their information online. It's what do you call mainstream nowadays?
Well, that's true. So we'll
Twitter,
do it well.
Twitter, I guess you could call Twitter and Facebook mainstream media in some places.
Maybe they would do it too, you know, could get right on it, you know? I mean, really... Why not?
I don't know, a lot of the Facebook people were very hesitant to admit that they were used during the election. They begrudgingly admitted it.
Well, I know that the owner of Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg, said, yeah, he was interested in giving everyone a basic guaranteed income. Actually, 11 Nobel Prize economists are interested in advocating for a basic guaranteed income. But the greedy ones are, they don't even want us to have health care or clean air, clean food, clean water, or anything. They just assume we die. They go into robots, transhuman agenda, and chip the rest of us. Yeah, that's
the American. The American people have to decide, is health care a privilege or a right? And if they decide it's a right, then they have to push and push and push to make it that way.
Well, but at the same time, they could go to fix it. This is a YouTube, everyone. Fix it. Health. It's called fix it, and then it goes, health. This is a YouTube. Fix it, all capital letters, hyphen, and then it goes, health at the tipping point, and go to the one that says unfinished business. All the smaller businesses, I mean, it was done by a business corporation that I think they had 50. They might have even had 100. I don't remember. But they put out there how important it is that they had to go bankrupt or they had to, they couldn't survive because they can't offer health care. So, again, we've got the military-industrial complex with health care, the militarized police with health care with single payer in over 1,000 bases in, what, 156 countries. So, of course, we can have health care here for everyone with community services. And we can offer a basic guaranteed income so they don't sign up for more armed forces. I mean, really, who would Jesus teach to kill or bomb or degrade and say, oh, this child, it just sucks. You know, you better get that child on drugs. It's just not good enough. It's got some kind of emotional problem. No healing. Nah, just drug it.
Don't be subtle. Tell us what you really think. Don't be
Pardon?
So subtle. Don't be so subtle. Tell us what you really think.
Come on. We've become one nation under guns and drugs and war and fossil fuels. Drugs, guns, war, oh, Monsanto farming. What's the other one? Oh, my God. Oh, the chemtrails, HARP. Oh, how about deep underground military bases? Check out MK Ultra 2 while you're on it, all on YouTube. Check it out. I mean, this is money. It's our government subsidy. It's our money is being given to destroy us. It's just insanity. Government subsidies, over $300 billion going yearly just in the U.S. for fossil fuels. Why can't that money be reallocated? Oh, that's right. There's no health care. So you can't go, oh, we could start all these green infrastructure jobs because a lot of the businesses that would like to do that and get the government subsidies that go into every state instead of going to fossil fuels would love to do that, but they don't have single payer.
Well, now so that your government has passed a law that goes potentially $1.5 trillion in debt, there'll be no money for that sort of thing.
Well, where's money come from anyway? Of course there's money. That's where we have to get the renegotiation of the People's Platform. Go to People's Action. Go to ourrevolution.org, peoplesaction.org, workingfamilies.org. I mean, come on. Even CARE Stanford, I'm so disappointed in their education department. They had a whole program, you know, a whole area about social change. And then they had Stanford Social Change Research or Center. It was actual center. And then they have another group. MIT could do this, too. It's all an online game. Okay, it is. Even the legislation. We don't have to wait for any legislators. We have to move it ourselves, make it ourselves, move it ourselves. It's all online. At every electoral office has manuals for to write the legislation. You know, the churches should be doing this, especially the Unitarian Universalists and the Quakers. The Quakers wrote the legislation for women's right to vote, and they've got the legislation written and out there for anti-slavery. So what is wrong with this picture? If the churches unite, the 501c3s, the spiritual groups, and all the peace groups, green groups, women's groups, minority groups unite, then in demanding this new legislation and getting it through MIT or Stanford or, you know, using, you know, the heads of Facebook and Yahoo and what have you, we could shift this. It's just shifting new education, job creation, money, programs. That's it. You know, heart and soul means mindfulness programs for the kids, critical thinking, and it also includes a soul-level direct contact with their higher power, going beyond any brain chip by far ever. We haven't hardly even explored our soul energies that are eternal. They're all-knowing, omniscient. They are, oh my God, they're the multi-dimensional part of ourselves that have that love and light energies of different the colors and the vibrations and the frequencies. Oh, and they have a Holy Spirit realm with deceased relatives. That's where they're residing, a little lower than the angels and the spirit guides, but in the master teachers. But yeah. So everyone should have access, be taught and trained to use the real wireless beyond brain chips to heart and soul and work with cosmic universal laws. There's 12 basic ones that work with metaphysics, quantum physics. It's all real. It's all there. ETs, you know? I mean, really, how do they think that an angel's come to Mother Mary? About, and Joseph, right? Wasn't it Gabriel that came anyway? That, you know, Jesus, well, he's from the brotherhood and sisterhood of the light dimensional realms of other evolved civilizations. We're supposed to have grown up by now. Love. And light means not just the light, the sparkle colors of the light, but it also means the thought forms of forgiveness. Remember, you're supposed to forgive, not kill your neighbors. Forgiveness, caring, sharing, you know, love one another, not drug and jail and kill them and beat the crap out of them and their kids and pedophilia and come on. I mean, integrity and honesty, Christians, what is wrong here? Whew. Your turn.
I would say that anyone who is running for political office, my advice to them is be honest.
Yeah, honesty and integrity. What happened to that? Wow.
Just be honest.
Well, a lot of them think that they're being honest. That's what's so sad.
No,
you know,
not
they don't,
so many.
They feed into one piece of one picture, you know, like...
Federal politician reads a talking point, votes the way their bosses say, does what they're told.
Yeah, this
federal politicians, a lot of them don't even know what they're voting on. They
have that's
some staffers.
What I want.
It's good. The staffer says, yeah, they vote on it.
Like I said, if they really knew, like that, fix it, health at the tipping point by unfinished business, I think we could get it through every Chamber of Commerce, even probably the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, which would help shift the whole understanding and focus of health care and, you know, the whole vaccination farming thing. I mean, vaccinations were started before we had refrigeration. Oh, before we had toilets, you know, before we had soap and water and hot running water and soap, right?
After you have drugs.
Pardon?
After you have drugs before soap.
Well, yeah, no, we really need the herbals. Actually, think about all the herbal remedies that are online now. You know, why aren't we advocating for more of the edible landscaping crews, community gardens, virtual gardens, smart flow farms? I mean, why not? Why don't we have them? Oh, that's right. We let Monsanto do our farming. I mean, how stupid are we? You know, that's what Buddha said. Ignorance was a problem. Jesus was saying it was love, not enough love. What do you think?
I don't know. I'm just glad my eggs don't have, like, chips in them.
How about nanobites?
Yeah,
on the package, and they get on your hand when you're opening.
Nanotechnology in the food you're eating.
What? What?
If you vote our way, your food will be fresher longer.
By radiation or something. Oh, jeez.
Yeah, they'll have chemicals in the food, that little nanobots that degrade the food faster if you're an enemy of the state.
God. Oh, jeez. What?
And your appliances will switch to lower efficiency if you don't toe the line.
Oh, my lordy. Oh, jeez. I mean, we so need so. I mean, every community, the recycling is imperative. I mean, I tried to get people to look online at Recycle Sweden. I mean, come off it. I mean, we don't.
The county that I just moved from, in Montgomery County, Maryland, won awards for leading the world in recycling. They even went to China on a world summit, and now they're mandating all the kids in the schools in the county have to go through citizenship environmental training as part of school.
Really? Did you see the Sierra Club, the latest newsletter they put out?
Mm-mm, no.
50 different clean, renewable groups all over the U.S. Oh, it's incredible. I recommend it everybody. Go to the Sierra Club and get on their newsletter and see what the 50 different clean, renewable energy platforms and enacted programs in different states already that's going on that, you know, they aren't talking about. Not enough.
Well, I can tell you this. Cage-free eggs taste a lot better to me.
Yeah, well, you know, I'd like to be cage-free myself, you know. I mean, you know, you think about poverty, and I went to the homeless solstice gathering for the homeless. It was a homeless memorial, and it was appalling at the lack of understanding, you know, about the truth, about the systems, you know, that if the school to prison system, and then the juvie situation, juvie halls, and the penal industrial complex. That's, I could go on and on. The foster care, inadequate foster care systems, and then all the drugs. You know, you start teaching and training toddlers to take drugs, and you know.
Well, I'm cautiously hopeful because I believe that our country hit a new low this year.
You do what?
I'm cautiously optimistic because I believe we hit a new low this week, and there's reaction coming.
A wake-up, don't you think? Because people are following the money. Senator
Wyden. No, I think
it's more
than a wake-up. I think there's for people who are fired up, there's fuel on the fire now. And I think we may well see protests soon. I mean, it might get nasty, depending on what happens in the next month.
Yeah, but protests aren't enough. You know, we need to get smarter.
But I think there might be an ideological clash is what I mean.
Well, I think it's already out there, but there's so many issues because of the old ego mind program systems that they've been running. You know, the elite, the bankers, the, you know, the warring, the drugging, the
jailing. Only one issue.
Blah blah. Pardon. And keeping people.
There's only one issue. That's the thing. There's really only one issue.
What?
Power and equity.
Well, that's why you want to go to Heart and Soul, you know, because if you go to the HeartMath Institute and look at their classes,
when you talk about going to Heart and Soul, when you talk about going to Heart and Soul, one of the ways that that has been phrased is finding that within you which is true, and that presumes that the person feels they can and wants to. When a person is being buffeted by their environment so heavily that they all they can do is clutch themselves, they're not able to marshal the resources to look within, or to realize that it's worth looking within. They may just be so battered that they're just falling into a victim state of mind.
Oh, and then they cope with drugs, guns, violence. You know what they're taught.
You have to cope with. Whatever you have to do.
Alcohol. That's what I was saying about the homeless. You know, it's so obvious that they're tools, and they can't heal. I've worked with a lot of them, and they'll get it.
But on the other hand, there is a certain freedom in being homeless.
Well, at the other expense of it, though, is there's so much detriment in certain areas, like. I know if you hand out money at the wrong area near an intersection or what have you to someone, you can get arrested yourself now. And then in one state, they even said that it was a crime to be homeless. So, I mean, they're instigating this poverty. Oh, and then they have this SSDI, right? For different kinds of disabilities, especially the emotional ones. I mean, how stupid. I mean, really, most all of them have, you're still leaving them in such poverty that, I mean, it's a survival mechanism. It's like living off coupons, like, oh, I don't have the gas to get the money to save, to get the few bucks I need, so I have to go to a different, oh, they don't have a coupon. Oh, dang, so, oh, the food bank was closed. Oh, it was the wrong time. Oh, I mean, my God, it's like what they're doing to the homeless. These people all have post-traumatic stress. I ran into a teacher that knew two languages, well, three really, amazing, and had been in the military at one time. He is so freaked out. This is his fourth year of being homeless because of his Veterans for Peace stance, so to speak, truly, and knowing that... you know, he's been in the background of wanting, you know, the plutocracy to, you know, be arrested. And that's, you know, it's not going over well. And so, but the survival mode has just been, you know, and safe parks. We don't even have safe parks. So they're in and out of jails. They're building jails instead of jobs. And that's another reason why we have to integrate the other system is Michael Moore. Michael Moore's movie, I mean, why won't they show it? I've asked every, you know, the 700 or so indivisible groups, too. They're not doing crap. They've all been sideswiped. I mean, they won't show the fix-it, health at the tipping point by unfinished business. They won't get that out through their channels. They won't show it. They're not showing Michael Moore's, you know, movie of Where to Invade Next. Those government policies are imperative, you know, especially what happened with the Wall Street bankers. And actually, one of our Wall Street bankers from the U.S. helped arrest the Wall Street bankers in Iceland. And once that corporatocracy of the quantum easing and fractional banking was shifted, it shifted their whole, well, you know, their whole government structure. So, you know, it's like a different type of way of ending Citizens United, right? Anyway, then Michael Moore's movie, the Restorative Justice Movement in Norway, is phenomenal. It shows our kids over there going to school instead of war. They go to school, and they're paid. They go to the dorms, not a barracks, and they go to this dorm, and they're paid $900 a month to go to school, so they have free room and board, and they get money. Oh, and they have single payer instead of signing them up for armed forces or militarized police with single payer. And, you know, it's just a whole change of, you know. Oh, and then the drug policy in Portugal. That is so phenomenal. The sex education he shows, phenomenal. The cap and trade on large free enterprise, on capitalistic society programs, really phenomenal. And but the drug policy in Portugal, where he shows the drugs that are no more, in 2000 they quit arresting for drugs, and jobs not jails and jobs not drugs. Totally, the police are relaxed talking about it. Michael Moore's laughing, saying, "Oh, I have a bunch of cocaine in my shirt. Are you sure you're not going to arrest me?" And, you know, he was laughing about it, kind of kidding around. "Are you going to search me? I might have, you know, something else." I don't know what he said. I don't know. Can't remember. Anyway, and they're just like, you know, like, you know, it's your own business. Just don't do harm. You know, don't be evil, and, you know, don't do harm. So they have this whole different policy of their drug policy, and then they have educating kids, and with goes beyond Common Core, and it's just beautiful. They have no standardized testing over in France, and the kids, they teach them how to play, and there's so much more in working with harmony, you know, multicultural programs, you know, so you build that love for the multicultural diversity. Instead of the disdain and, you know, warmongering mentality about the differences. Anyway.
Keep trying till we get it right.
Yeah, well, the thing is, thank you for saying that, but we've got to get it out there online to the people that can get the legislation. It's online. The manuals are online. Good God, do it, you know. Jeez, I mean, come on. It's just a new age WPACCC, you know, heart and soul community services, basic guaranteed income, single payer. And also, too, that right there, that would help make the churches be responsible to sign people up, okay? That you can go into the different churches. There should be safe parks there. They should be able to help them heal their emotional problem, teach healing touch practitioner programs, you know, instead of hands-on guns and drugs and warring tools and warring games. Come on, and get them a job. You network them, you know, with other people. They can have new co-ops built that way, cooperatives. You know, they're at different levels of resonance. They can work with the animals. They can work with water, land, sea, air. They'll know. They'll know. Maybe it's new infrastructure, solar or wind. They'll know what really. They'll go, "Oh, yeah, that's, oh, you know, maybe it's multicultural arts. Maybe it's different, you know, art therapies, movement therapies, or maybe it's comedy therapy or theater therapy." But, you know, it should be mandatory healing touch practitioner programs, laying on of hands. Jesus, come on. Come on, come on. Not laying on of guns and drugs and war games. Insane.
Amazing.
What?
Just amazing. The whole thing's amazing.
It's just thought forms. What are we educating? What are we teaching? What are we training for? And what are we paying to have done to who, where, when? I mean, come on. You go through you know, military industrial complex. Go check out DARPA, everyone, CIA. Check out Kevin Shipp, too, his information on YouTube. Kevin, Shipp. You know, and their ties to the Vatican and the old paradigm. The transhuman agenda, check it out. Oh, check out Smart Dust. Check out the robotic warfare programs. Check out the smart pills and the friggin' brain chips. It's insane. People don't realize our soul energy is way, way beyond. It's multidimensional. That's where people jump into their light body and they travel to other planets. They can go backwards or forwards in time to other. Come on. It's so far beyond brain chips, and it's incredibly enlightening. You know, oh, I wonder why they don't want to. Oh, they'll lose their power and manipulation and control. Oh, yeah, they might have to teach people laying on of hands, you know, healing touch programs, right? They might have to help.
Well, they'll start confusing that with harassing touch. You touched me inappropriately.
Well, isn't that why it's so critical? Isn't it? Really, it's totally like licensed massage training, real licensed massage training. I mean, I'm a polarity, reflexology, shiatsu, quantum touch. Check it out. It's online now. All kinds of accredited programs, Reiki all over the world. There's, you know, why aren't we teaching these programs? It's like, you know, all these wonderful transformational coaches, you know, and life coaches helping people find their soul purpose, who they really are, their life purpose. It's not to drug and kill, jail, abuse, beat the crap out of people. I mean, of course, some of the jails definitely got to be there. I'm not, don't get me wrong. But 90%, you know, have drug and alcohol related, you know, dysfunctional, emotional trauma attached victims and perpetrators that need healing. You know, they need to get, you know, healed, and they need to have, you know, a safe place to live. So 90%, they need to go into 90% of the jails and prisons and military barracks and transform them, you know, and put them into tiny apartments, you know, like the ones in Michael Moore's movie, you know, in Norway, and pump in. We've got internet. We've got, you know, to put in, you know, all the new projects and programs, and, you know, building the new interconnected cities of enlightenment, peace, green, maglev drains, light rails. I mean, what, those Jetson Mobile, Volvo, something like that. Anyway, new taxis that fly, and instead of they going just, or new, and they have the cars that fly, you know, but these are like, I guess the next stage of Uber or something, I don't know, but yeah, where they can take off vertical straight up, you know, or and straight down instead of having to drive a ways before they launch. I mean, there's so many. I mean, really, there's just so many incredible things we could be doing. You know, the hydroponics and the light therapy. Did you know they took out light therapy in 1939? Big Pharma just eradicated it. You never hear about it. And it was right up against Big Pharma at that time, even at that time, in competition. So they got rid of it, the knowledge of it. And what really bothers me is medical hypnosis. Oh, my God. Medical hypnosis actually even has an insurance code already, an alternative healing insurance code. No one knows about it. So it's, I mean, so much of it is all brain control, mind control. So why aren't we advertising and marketing the new propaganda for the new Earth projects and programs? I don't get it.
Mysteries of life.
Pardon?
Oh, mysteries of life. It's all very mysterious to me. I'm trying
well,
to
we
figure
have,
out how to
why
read.
Do we have internet, cell phones, and language apps, you know?
We have the internet because someone in the 50s decided they needed to communicate in case of a nuclear war, and we have cell phones because the phone companies figure they can make more money that way.
Yeah, but then you go to language apps, too. So you learn to talk to people. and learn about
themselves. Well, that's the downside of all that. By enabling their profit, they're ending up letting people talk to each other, which they probably wish we wouldn't. But can't help it. You got to take the good with the bad.
Well, that's why they tried to get rid of net neutrality, right? I mean, we have to. I mean, we have to have net neutrality, but we've also got to, you know, get people to understand what's really going on.
You know, the commissioners who decided net neutrality are being sued right now because by law, every government agency has to seek public input. And there were several hundred thousand fake inputs using Russian, fake Russian names online. And there's no one investigating that. But I got a feeling that those same hackers that hacked our election are hacking our public agency feedback loops.
Yeah, but, you know, hacking. What about
gerrymandering
before that and voter suppression before that? I mean, really, how long has it been since we've really had a government? For the people? By the people? Come on. It's, you know, the more you look at the history, it's like, whoa. We really were. We've really been.
It's time to declare independence again.
What does that look like to you?
I have no idea in the year 2017 what that looks like. It won't be with muskets, though. It'll be with keyboards.
With what boards? Keyboards, yeah. Well, the thing is, I just see, you know, if everyone in your family knew they had at least, okay, I'm going to have to reel these off too today real quick. Tiny house of some sort. There's tiny houses, information, everybody, is kuhumana.org. Honestly, incredible. KUHUMANA.org. There's a video. It's in Hawaii where they took a barracks and remodeled it for homeless. It's a two-year transition area.
There's lots of tiny houses.
Yeah, communities-village.org, awesome. Dignity Village out of Portland, awesome. They started the Root Streets Community Resource Alliance, you know, so that people were starting to come together more to help. You know,
just to make a point, there's one guy who turned a dumpster into his house.
Yeah, there you go. And there's also, what's the other? Oh, Homes First in Utah. You can Google that. And inhomelessnessnow.org, emeraldvillage.org. Yeah, it's just, we have to do this. I mean, it's just ridiculous. Like I said, we really need to think about a heart and soul, because that means everyone will start to seek the heart and soul jobs. If they were advertised, propaganda, advertised and marketed in every community, through the Alliance of Mayors, governors too maybe, but at least the mayors, and had that open through their city councils, you know, and their chamber of commerce and their commissioners, bam, county commissioners, bam, we could just, I mean, it would happen so fast. People would be signing up, lines of different people would be wanting to work with even certain kinds of animals, you know, cats versus dogs versus birds versus whatever, you know, really. I mean, yeah, it would all, I mean, especially here in the ocean, a lot of the people would work right away on, you know, cleaning up the ocean and doing all kinds of help in the aquatic area. And then they'd, you know, the other people in the forest would go into, you know, more of a sustainable, renewable opening to all the wild edible mushroom project, you know, money in the real money in the different, you know, huckleberries and different berries that they could put in and the different kinds of brush and different kind, and they could helicopter log. That's what they did in Canada and the whole river valley area out of British Columbia when they realized that there was so much more money in the wild edible and mushroom, especially the Matsutake fields, the pine forest. Oh, my God. They quit. They totally just went, well, we have to helicopter lob it. Anyway, there's 3D printers, too, for houses. China has 3D printers that makes houses out of 3D printers 10 in one day. You know, in these beautiful offices, you can look them up online, 3D printer offices. out of, I think they're Kuwait or somewhere. I can't remember. But you can look it up. It's all out there. We just don't, we've really got to get ourselves organized here because, you know, we're losing Mother Earth, which is insane. We really need Mother Earth because it's a big house. This planet's just a house, just a big friggin' house with red, yellow, black, and white species on it. So, you know, really, that we better hurry up and get ourselves together at a heart and soul level, you know, and educate for Planned Parenthood is really critical in new aspects at soul parenting level, heart and soul levels. And, you know, I don't know why there isn't free tubal ligations and free vasectomies. I've tried to talk to Narl about it over and over. I don't know. You know, it's like, wake up. You know, or National Organization of Women, you know, the pro-choicers, I'm like, hey, what are you doing? You know, we've got to get organized, heart and soul, community services. And then when you get into the solution level and you get into law of attraction at a soul level, you realize you don't, really don't want to have sex or babies with the wrong person because you go to hell. I mean, that's living hell. I've been there. I've done it. I can tell you. I have testimonies from all over, from women that have kids from Law of Attraction, from the Ego Mind programs, and you just put yourself in hell. You went to hell, you just openly went, and you didn't even know. And it's really sad. It's just really sad because that's not what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to have a Law of Attraction at a higher evolving soul, heart and soul level. But they're trying to get rid of all the heart and soul. That's why I'm pushing so hard for these New Age heart and soul community services with a basic guaranteed income with single payer. And I think everyone should be able to have at least $3,000 a month, you know, to compete with signing up for armed force services or militarized policing with single payer. And then we can get it on. You know, people will learn that they can, you know, start their own business with 10 other people. You know, they'll have money to make the money, you know, to further, you know, new co-ops or, you know, their soul. It's always the soul information and the soul purpose that God-given. Those God-given gifts are here. They're divine. They're creative. They're divine. They're creative. And they're full of love and light, dimensional, multi-dimensional energies connected to our star brothers and sisters, too, that are benevolent and evolved out of this 3D level of, you know, manipulation.
You're not asking for much.
Pardon? No, we're not.
You're not asking for much.
Should we ask for more? I just want to be able to set up, you know, I had a girlfriend say, well, let's just go, like, Veterans for Peace. Oh, well, we'll just go counter-recruit. And I'm like, for what? You know, and if you don't have the nurturing, caring community coalitions in place with the outreach through the community resources that our U.S. does have, our U.S. is amazing. It's amazing what we can do with the churches and 501c3s even. We have 22,000 501c3s in Oregon, and through the churches and new community coalition outreach groups, we could already be hiring at 22,000 locations. Bam! Or they can go start their own businesses with cooperative businesses because they have single payers. They don't have to pay health care. So they can, you know, start their cooperative, their own business, small businesses, and do it locally, statewide, nationally, internationally. Or they can sign up for apprentice businesses, which is really important. Why that fix it, health at the tipping point with single payers, so critical, because then they can go and try a bunch of different, learn a bunch of different skills or work at different businesses, and knowing, you know, our government, instead of warring and paying for drug wars, you know, mass incarcerations, is paying for, you know, these other projects and programs that are really helpful and will help us save the planet and our species.
There are some people who don't want to save the planet and our species.
Yeah, I've noticed. Yeah, I've noticed. The deep underground bases, money, and the depopulation agenda programs, Georgia signpost groups. And, yeah, there's a bunch that just as soon get rid of, what, two-thirds of the population and have robots? No, you know, robots, or chip the rest of us. Yeah.
A lot of people feel that this next year will bring political change, that we've gone too far, and that may be an opportunity. And there are even people who were previously big defense types who are now talking about removing money from the Defense Department.
Oh, yeah, because so much of it is going, you know, to the wrong people for the wrong projects and the wrong, even evil intentions. I mean, whoa. Ooh, not, you know, nothing Christian or spiritual or even, you know, Islamic or Buddhist or Hindu or Baha'i
Instead of do unto others as you want them to do unto you, they're doing do unto others before they can do it unto you.
Thank you for saying that. So true.
But even at a worst,
like, you know, like, it's more like, uh-oh, I don't want to see her happy and healthy, and I don't want to see this person achieve this, and I don't want them to have this.
Some people who are bitter. Some people who are bitter. They were deprived of something, and they don't want anybody else to have it.
Well, the medical hypnosis, even, okay, I was going to get back to that, for moderate healing, it already heals moderate to severe psychiatric disorders, and there's, you know, PhDs and MDs to get the alternative insurance code, like acupuncture, even some licensed massage that we have now, but come on! I mean, so what do? It's out there, but no one, we just can't do that. No, you know, it's hypnosis. We don't want to be hypnotized. Do you realize all the propaganda is hypnosis? All hypnosis, when they tried to take the industry down, even, I don't know, in the late 60s, 70s, it was all hypnosis is self-hypnosis, period. That's what it really comes, and it attaches to. I have an article from a newspaper about my work with medical hypnosis about the power. It's 1999.
Well, maybe the people at power at the top have sort of self-hypnotized themselves into believing what they're doing is right.
Well, of course, that's what's happened. The propaganda of the ego mind programs is so thick and dense. You know, they don't know. Half of them don't really know the big picture. I mean, or they totally deny, like, oh, there's no chemtrails. And I'm like, did you look at the science? You know, did you go to geoengineeringwatch.org, and pay attention to the science and all the information on the patents? Are you even paying? I mean, do your research, like even Dane Wigington says. Do your own research. Don't expect, you know, don't believe me. But if you haven't looked at this, or this, or the pilots, or these patents, or, you know, followed any of this information, then, you know, and you want to just sit there, oh, no, they're just combustion. They're just, you know, little vapor trails. No, sorry, no. And half the engines right now that are made today in the last, I don't know, I think they said a certain kind of motor, blah, 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 around 2000-ish or whatever, they don't even leave vapor trails more than maybe visually you might see them for about, 10 feet or about the length of the actual airplane, teeny, and then it's gone, bam, if they leave any. So it's totally, you know, I mean.
Well, I went over to the store to buy a belt yesterday morning. My belt went. I went to Burlington Coat Factory to buy a belt, and I walk in, and I see right on the shelf a drone. I can get my own drone for $39.95.
How much?
I can't find a belt, but I can get a drone.
There you go. And after drone schools, there's even programs to build more drones. And they said, oh, it's only going to be for surveillance and what have you, but there actually has a STEM project program with all this funding for kids after school to build drones and more robots. And, you know, they want to weaponize all of it.
A lot of it already is weaponized,
and they don't even know it.
Just be happy it's the kids building them. Pretty soon they'll just have the robots build them. They won't have anything for the kids to do.
Now do what? Would you say that again? I didn't.
Just have robots build the drones, then there won't even be any drones for kids to build.
I tell ya.
Then we could replace the kids in school with little robots.
Well, I think they'd like that. Yeah, I do. Yeah. Transhuman them and robots and brain chips. Yeah, they don't really want any heart and soul, that's for sure. Because soul gives people the remembrance of their multidimensional
There was a fairly violent movie called RoboCop, and it was supposed to be an action thriller, but it had a subtle theme. This policeman had suffered a terrible crash and damaged himself near to fatal, and they repaired him by making him mostly robotic, and they tried to program him, but what they couldn't control was his conscious emerged anyway and countermanaged the program.
Yeah, but you know, they've had that new citizen. Of course, you know, a lot of our DACA kids, you know, here, they can't get citizenship, right? We don't have immigration reform at all down. Anyway, but oh, in Saudi Arabia, citizen to a robot, right? And she's going to learn empathy. Yeah, for how long? From who? I mean, it's just like, it's so, you know, our God selves are being thwarted. I mean, they always have been on this planet, but it's like, we're in it. Let's go. You know, people need to learn direct contact, open up their chakra system, find out where the blocks are, this life, past life, who they are, why they're here, who they are, why they're really here, and get it on, because it is so beyond. Energies are eternal. Honestly, they're eternal.
But what I'm saying is the forces that you talk about, spiritual consciousness, even scientifically speaking, quantum forces, don't you think in the final analysis they win out?
Well, if people like us wake up enough people soon enough, you know, well, I mean, we're at, though, don't you think? We're in a mess, you know, in this friggin' mess that is really being...
And that would be a great website, inthisfrigginmess.org. Maybe I should create that. Maybe I'll create that.
God, it we are. I mean, we've really got to get ourselves out of this insanity.
That would be a great name for a site to link to activist, civil activist resources.
Omniscient. We need to get everyone connected to source. It's the ultimate wireless, okay? It really is. It's the ultimate. I mean, it's all-knowing. It's eternal. It's got, you know, your light body travel. You can go backwards or forwards in time. You can use it with laying on of hands. You can, or healing touch practitioner program. You can use it for all this beautiful, loving, caring, sharing. I mean, it's just incredible. We really have to get ourselves organized.
Oh, who wants all that loving, caring, sharing? I want my money.
Well, that's why I say, you know...
And not just my money, I want your money, too.
Well, you know, if you're going to do really good for everyone, you know, everyone needs a safe place. If we don't make safe places to live, there's repercussions for everyone. And why is heart and soul? The soul goes beyond race, religion, gender. Right away, it's over. And politics. It will take everyone. Heart and Soul Community Services will take the whole system to a new level. All the old ego mind systems, politics, race, religion, gender, gone. They're gone. You go to soul, heart, and soul. Because that way, you know, and then you're getting everyone to use their real ultimate wireless, the interconnected universe of enlightenment, peace, green, evolving, loving, benevolent star brothers and sisters. And that's who's playful. That's where the joy, the multicultural, you know, beauty and grace.
So what you're talking about is...
Fun, joy, joy, you know?
The human internet, right? Pardon me? That are fun to talk to,
excited, you know, about who they are and what they're doing and, you know, what they're creating, because it comes from source and their network that with all these other people that are here for that same kind of mission.
Oh, you just gave me an idea for a very dark, futuristic sci-fi book.
Okay, we only have 1 minute left. Go ahead. Let's finish
humans
up here.
Humans are connected. Okay, humans are connected to the baseline by the human internet, and corporations figure out how to tap into that.
Say it again. Pardon?
Humans are connected by a basic human internet, and corporations figure out how to tap into that, trying to control it. It's a science fiction novel idea.
No, that's what's happening. Sci-fi, nothing. Look at the conspiracies that have already been shown to be real. So, no, that's what we're up against. So I'm going to leave it with that, and thank you so much. I'd give more information out and contacts for you, Andy, but you're not ready yet in your new move to Chicago. So let me know when you've got more, more.
Chicago isn't ready yet either for me.
I'm glad you're there. Oprah and Deepak Chopra have a lot of influence there. Maybe they could help the network get the legislation on the move. We got to do something. Anyway, bless everyone. And if you want more information about your soul and getting your soul power connections connected, go to angelencounters.net and scroll down on the page to consultations and healing sessions, and get in touch with me, Lynn Mystic Healer, and I'm signing off with much love and much light, peace and joy and happiness and safety. Happy building, happy, healthy, cohesive communities on this planet and other planets. It's time to party. It's time for a new year, a new earth, a new birth. So blessings to all, and may we really bring in the true divine government and Christ consciousness. And with that, we'll go out with the Patti Becker song, Shine. Shine your light. Learn how to connect to your soul and your inner light. Blessings all. Have a happy, Christ-centered, real life, and help birth the new earth. Thank you, everyone.
My God stands beside me in everything I do. My God lives inside me and loves me through and through. And if the whole world knew how much God loves them too, what a different world this could be. We would shine with the glory we were meant to. We would shine for the peace that never fades with time. We would walk with our brothers. We would walk with the divine. We could start right now if we're not afraid to shine. My God is ever present. In every act of kindness and in every teardrop too. And if the whole world knew that God surrounds them too, what a different world this could be. We would shine. If the whole world knew that same power that flows through you, what a difference.